What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into this. So today I just kind of want to talk about how my day started. I feel I've kind of had a long day, as well as somewhat of a, not a short day. I'll explain that in a little bit later in the story, but yeah, I hope that you're doing really good. You're doing okay as a person mentally, hopefully physically as well. I've been really, really working on myself. I've been making sure that I've been eating, you know, a lot more than I should be, because I've been really focused on gaining weight. I've been focusing on just kind of working on my health, building it up, because I realize how important it is. Without your health, literally nothing else matters. Career, nothing, because then you'll, you know, that could, you being in bad health. Not saying that just because I have good health doesn't mean I can't, nothing bad can happen. I'm just saying I'd prefer, you know, if something didn't happen, if I have the option to decrease the percentage of, you know, me getting something else because I have good health, then I'll do it. So I think it's really important. So I've been focused on that. I've been feeling really great mentally, and yeah, I'm just trying to get through the rest of today. And yeah, so with today, how I started my day, I actually woke up around 5:30 a.m. because my girlfriend actually just started her new job, and she's gonna see how that goes. I'm hoping it went well for her. It is a warehouse job, so it's like a little bit of a tiring kind of job, and I don't really like want her. I want her to be super tired all the time, and I don't want her to really, you know, be discouraged by that or anyway. So I'd make sure. And she had a great day, especially in the a.m. today. You know, after she left, she left around 6 a.m. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna go take my dog out to go to the restroom. You know, she got to go take a shit. You know, she took her, you know, her piss, and it was great. I'm glad that she did that. I'm glad that I was able to take her out in the morning to see and feel how nice it is and how cool breeze. I'm sure she enjoyed it for sure. That was super awesome. What did I do after that? Oh yeah, so then I got home and I realized, you know, I guess from videos I've watched when I was younger and on routine schedule, I would always watch them, and I never actually put in my actual effort to do that from those videos that I like watched until now. And I'm like, okay, I need to be able to get a schedule going, and waking up early is a great thing, especially if you have a lot of goals, because that keeps you, you have more time now to achieve that. And honestly, I didn't realize it, but yeah, you have a shit ton of time. Yeah, I mean, in a sense, in a day, you really don't. When you're working, 24 hours really isn't much, but you don't realize how much you can lose of it. Like, time, it can be annoying, you know, if your schedule is bad. Like, my schedule, at least in the past week, it hasn't been as bad as last week, which was waking up at 12, 1, or 2, and I don't like that. I never enjoy that, and I feel like shit. Like, that shit makes me feel, like, fucking worse, and I hate it, and laziness, and I don't enjoy that. So I'm glad that I've been waking up early. I've been able to do this. This is the earliest I've woken up, and it's honestly only because of my girlfriend when she was like getting up and I woke up. So yeah, but what I've learned from those videos that I would watch is a routine, and it's important to start your, like, I was watching a guy who said he read a book. I don't recall what the book was, but in the book it mentions how in the beginning of your day you should, you know, you shouldn't have more, you should have about, I think, half a glass of water, as well as doing something that's not on your phone for the first time. So let's say you wake up at 5:30. From 5:30 to 6:30 in that time period, you should drink about half a glass of water, read a book or something. You don't have to read a book, but, you know, not staying off your phone because of the lights and, you know, how it can kind of get. But using that time to kind of learn something new. Sorry, my dog's crying. It's okay, Zula. I'm gonna have to take her out for a walk right now after this podcast, because she might, you know, she's a big dog and I can't really keep her in here for too long. She probably goes insane sometimes, so she needs her freedom. I probably handle that a little right after this podcast. Anyways, yeah, so then I'm just relaxing, you know, I was playing cause and music. And I was just kind of getting myself to wake up. That was my kind of situation. I shouldn't have played Call of Duty Mobile, but that was at that time. It's already been like, what was it from? It's probably about 6:30 around this time. So I was awake, but you know, no excuses. You shouldn't be doing that shit. Yeah, so using that time length though, from what I was talking about previously, sorry, I'm kind of jumping from topic to topic, or I guess scenario to scenario, but it's just a matter of what you kind of like to do. For sure, going out for a walk or doing something in the morning would be very healthy for your mindset, as well as giving yourself positive vibes throughout that time. Like, and it's better because, like, I feel like I was able to do that, relax, and like do what I want to do with the morning. Like, I was able to do that because I have more time and not stress about, oh, I can't relax now because I have to handle this business. Oh, I can't handle that because I have to handle this. Because being on your own, you have to handle situations when they come up to you, or else they start to bug you, literally, mentally. That's how stress happens and all, like, different things. So, yeah, it's important to really do that. And me doing it today, the only problem that kind of messed me up was I did end up falling asleep. But I think it is okay to take naps. The problem is I took 3-hour naps, so that's not a you know, if it was like 30 minutes or so, because people still need to get energy. You know, energy is still important, and naps can give you that boost to last for like another couple hours and then get groggy, but you know, kind of have the power through that. And yeah, it's really learning these different things about your body. Like, this shit's real. Like, this shit is fucking real. This is real life. So you have to put in real effort. And ooh, it's crazy that I understand now how that feels, because before I had the perspective of like, I don't understand, how does that feel? But now that I'm actually doing it, now that I've been consistently making sure I'm eating really good, I'm eating all the time, you know, I'm making sure I have water, I'm staying hydrated, have the proper vitamins, sugars, like I'm on my shit, like I'm on it, and I feel great because of it. And I haven't said that in a while. That's because I haven't felt like this in a while. And you know, really loving yourself and giving yourself positive vibes, it's important. It really is. And I was kind of off topic, but really a big thing that would bother me before, not anymore, because I've been doing really good mentally, is, you know, your past affecting your present, your past affecting your just you in general. And that isn't who you are anymore, or at least who you can be, is someone better, because you have the future. Every day that we live, we have an opportunity. So I really want to take that to heart. And just keep persevering and living every single day, because every day we're actually winning. If you have your brothers right now and your sisters, or just anyone that you love in your life, mom, dad, cousin, blah, blah, like you're winning, you're fucking winning. Because the day they pass away is the day you're gonna take a big L, or shit's gonna happen. I don't wanna say that, and I don't, because saying that felt like I shouldn't have, or it's too mean, but I said it because it's the truth. And it can be scary, man, this fucking life, yo. But that's why putting yourself under this pressure and working for yourself, working for your body, working for, like, I've been focused on that, and I'm focused on Azula. You know, she's a big dog and she needs a lot of training, so I need to be able to work with her very patiently as well as consistently. And I've been trying to, so I've been on my shit. And I've been lately having to remind myself that I don't need to get so caught up in doing all this. Like, I like doing the podcast, I love doing them. And the reason I'm not consistent is because, you know, maybe I just prefer that way. Maybe I'm just, you know, if lazy, like Gary Vee says, laziness is a sign to maybe you don't want to do it. And that's in the specific, like, and I'm not saying that I don't want to do it, but I'm saying is that at times you can be discouraged and you're like, oh man, it can be very discouraging sometimes. And you know, don't be afraid with how you see it. Don't be afraid of that. And I say that because I've been through that feeling, and I know what it is, and I've experienced it. So because I've experienced that, I have to kind of recycle that. And yeah, that's a big thing. But anyways, back to this. Yeah, that's a part. The reason why I said that is because it's important to get a schedule. And getting a schedule, and success is in the routine, as ET says it. Success is in the fucking routine. Dead ass. Like, I didn't know what that meant, but I know what it means now. It's what you do in the routine. How consistently, how persistent are you with it? Success is in the routine. Success is in the routine. I don't know. Like, your definition of success, is that what makes it hard to understand the phrase? I think that's what it is. It's a different perspective on what success is, because that's what we have. And I've been really caught up in making or wanting, you know, to consistently work, but I also need to take in at the fact that, like, I'm winning right now, and I'm happy I'm alive, and I'm winning. Only way I'm winning is because I'm alive. I'm winning every day right now. I'm winning right now, and I don't got that much money, and I don't. And, you know, I'm hanging in there, and I'm doing what I got to do. But you know what? Like, that's what life does to you, and it's just how it is. And it's hard to accept sometimes, but it's just how it is. And all that pressure, it kind of builds you to become stronger. So that's all that's happening, and I'm alive, and I have my family. Like, we're all fucking alive. So I, you know, like fuck money and fuck all that. Money is just a tool. Like, that's all it is. And just show love to them, because that's all they all we got, for real. All we fucking got. So yeah. And then I fell asleep at 8:10 a.m. So after I had my I had the breakfast. I need to go back and rewind that. So before, I was talking about relaxing at home. You know, I was just relaxing. Now it was about from 6 to 7 a.m. And then 7 a.m. is when I started making breakfast. And what I had was some oatmeal, honey. I had strawberries, blueberries, and the honey oats. There's like these little protein things, and I put it in that with 2 slices of toast and some Sunny D orange juice. So that was my breakfast. And then I was so tired, and I kind of knocked out, because I only got about 3 or 4 hours of sleep. So I was pretty tired. But anyways, then I woke up at 12, and I was like, okay, now I know what I got to do. I have to check my car part, because I've been having trouble with my distributor, and it's been stupid annoying. Like, it's literally, I bought another distributor because a specific piece broke off. And I don't even know if it would work, if it's gonna work that way. If anyone knows about 2000 Honda Acura Integra distributors and knows like the inside out of it, of a distributor, then please literally like make an Anchor account. It's literally like a minute long, and text me and or send me a voice message. You can do that on this. It's tight. Send me a voice message and like help me out with this, because I'm having troubles, and it's been super annoying. It's been super ridiculous. I've been stressed out about it. And I've been having to deal with this, and this has been my problem. This has been my problem for like the past week. So I'm dealing with my problems. We got our own problems right now. And I hope that we do achieve them just by consistently searching for solutions and looking in different perspectives as well. So yeah, then after that, I realized my part didn't fit. That shit sucked. And then I went to take my dog out. Once I came back in and realized it was done, I went to take her out to make sure she didn't have to go pee or poop, which she did. And I was gonna take her out for a walk, but once it got a little cooler, because it's really hot outside, fucking Cali, you know how it is. Yeah, and then I came back in. I think Wi-Fi installed. Our apartments all just got Wi-Fis installed, so it was super tight. Now we don't gotta pay for that shit, and it saves me a couple more bucks that can go through something extra. So I'm grateful and I'm blessed that I had these opportunities, for sure. And yeah, I'm just gonna keep on moving with life and keep on being as balanced as I can, because life is a balance, and you realize that once you put through so much stress, put through so much pressure, put through so much shit, you just can't take life anymore. You get put through that, and then time happens and you start heal and put puzzles or put pieces that you never even saw were there. But it's crazy. I feel like I'm on a whole spiritual journey type situation, and maybe we're all just on different paths going through similar situations. It's crazy. This is real life. But anyways, after that, I came back in, I forgot this cable installed. I worked out, I got a really good workout in, been Making sure I've been doing what I can to work out. I feel like I injured my shoulders doing push-ups with knuckles. I can't do regular push-ups with my hands. And the reasons for that is I have a cyst. If you don't know what a cyst is, it's like a ball of fluid that comes in and out of, it can be anywhere around your body, really. But it's specifically where my wrist is at. So when I put pressure, it's in between my wrists. So when I put pressure, like, what starts to happen is I feel shocking pain on my, because it's on my left hand. I feel shocking pain on my left hand and wrist area. And putting too much pressure, like, it hurt way too much because it's fluid pretty much. So I'm just putting pressure on that. And I guess these can be popped, but like, it hurt. But the thing is, they come back, so that's why I don't do it. And the doctor told me not to, so I was like, you know what? I probably just shouldn't do it. I guess I can get them removed, but there's still possibilities of it growing back. I don't know. Cysts are really weird. People have some crazy ass ones. That shit's terrifying. All right. That shit's crazy. Yeah, then I worked out and I made my lunch. It was, what was it? After I worked out, I made my lunch. And it was beans, onions, a little bit of minced garlic, some garlic powder, garlic salt and pepper. Did I ever say black beans? I'm trying to remember what else I put in it. White rice and green onion, so, and potato as well. And that's what I had for my lunch. And it was pretty delicious. I mean, I've been up to date on that. Like I'm saying, like, I haven't been playing. Like, this is really happening, man. You know, consistently brings that shit. And I learned that from, like, honestly, my little brother and my older brother. Like, they taught me how important it is to keep your health and how important, like, it really is. It keeps your mind straight. It keeps you going. Not saying that you can't, like, nothing can fucking stop you because you aren't invincible. You know, we're human. But you do feel elevated. You do feel like you have confidence. You do feel like, you know what, maybe I can. And that's all you need sometimes when you're going through a lot of dark situations. Like, that shit's real and people don't realize that. But yeah, here, and then after I had my lunch, I debated if I should take Azula out for a walk. Then I realized, you know what, I just took her out for almost, I'll take her right after this, because I don't want to keep going back and forth like it's just poop. So I'll be taking her out right after this podcast. I hope you're doing okay. Not sure when you're listening to this, whether it's during the day, you're just laying down in your car, I don't know, you got your vibes, and I appreciate you for sure. I hope life's doing you good, and if it's not, then you dead ass gonna find out what to do. Because what I would do before with problems is just, I wouldn't even deal with them. I'd be like, it come to my head and I'd be like, you know, like, relax, like, don't worry about it. Just like that. But I did it too often to where I just kept doing it, man. I couldn't break that cycle. And I still go through that now. Like, don't trip, like, deadass. You know, I'm talking to you, don't trip, because life will, it'll come back around. Okay. There's karma. There's good karma and there's bad karma. And you know, I guess, how the bad karma is, but the good karma, you will go through a lot and just keep persevering, keep being you, staying positive and giving really good energy, because you know you can help someone as well get through their day, and in that sense, helping yourself as well. Don't get that shot of dopamine, but it's real sometimes. I understand, do what you gotta do, but for real, because avoiding problems, that shit just stresses you out. You go bad, you go fucking crazy, like, you'll lose your fucking mind. And this is not a joke. I say this because mental health is fucking serious, and I deal with it all the time. So, and I know many people do, millions and millions, maybe a billions amount of people do. It's crazy. And we're all just human trying to get through our lives. So yeah, I'm going to end this podcast right here because my throat is hurting. I talk way too often and my throat's just fucking ridiculous. Like, I need to keep drinking water. I don't know how artists do when they start singing out there. It should be hurting. Crazy. Well, sorry, I'm reading something on my Anchor thing that just popped up. You can record for up to 30 minutes in your web browser. If you'd like to record for longer, you can use any app on your computer, then upload a file. FYI, you can record for 30 minutes max. Interesting. So they decrease the length you can put a podcast, or I don't understand what that's saying. Anyways, yeah, I want to thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. I am probably going to get up right now, see if my dog wants to go out, and yeah, I'm going to keep figuring it out from there. So thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. I hope you're doing okay. Again, stay safe and make the right decisions, because every choice you make can affect someone, positive or negative. Okay, so like, that's not BS. It's real, and that's how people go insane. And these are just caution signs I'm giving you, and it's up to all I can do. But you know, sometimes ignorance can it leads you there. So staying knowledgeable, it's helpful to be prepared at least. But anyway, stay safe during this pandemic. People are crazy. Do what you got to do to avoid any negative situation, confrontation, and stay positive and handle any of your business that you do have to handle, and handle it immediately. For me right now, it's going to be my car part. So I guess I'm going to have to work on this after I take Azula, now that I'm putting it to my mind, and to find out what I can do, because I need my car running. Like, I need my car running, and it's just how it's going to have to be. I hope that I can, you know, do something about it, because this is all I got. And yeah, wish me luck on this shit. So thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. Again, stay safe and do what you have to do. And I hope you enjoy your day and keep thinking positive thoughts. Keep saying it in your head, positive thoughts. I'm alive. I love myself. I'm grateful that I want to pursue dreams. I'm grateful that I have, you know, that idea of just wanting that and being me and having my family, having all of them. May not be around them. I don't live with them no more. But it's okay, because they're alive and they're on their own journey. They're on their own paths. That's just what it is. And, you know, I'm just on a laptop right here talking off this $60 mic. So this is what I'm doing, and this is, you know, what I'm saying. So I hope that anything you go through, just, you know, do what you gotta do and handle your shit. Life is real. Throw bombs at you, but you can do it. Just gotta dodge them. Just do what you gotta do. Just dance in the ring. Do what you gotta do. Get hit and take your losses, and improve, learn, and grow. So yeah, thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. Until next time, stay safe and make the right choices, guys. Please.